Now, verse 19, quench not the Spirit. Now, how do you quench the Spirit? Now, that's in verse 19. You see, the Holy Spirit, one of the figures that's used of the Holy Spirit, is fire. And how do you quench a fire? Well, you dampen it down and don't let it burn. To quench the Spirit means that you refuse to do the will of God. That is, you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. You refuse to let the Holy Spirit be the guide and to lead you. You've taken matters in your own hands, and you and I quench the Holy Spirit when we do that. And this, by the way, shows the Holy Spirit actually is a person, because you couldn't quench anything but a person, you know. You couldn't hurt anyone but a person in this connection. The same word that we saw back in Ephesians, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed under the day of redemption. Grieve, you have to grieve a person, can't grieve a thing, and there it means sin in the life. And here it means to quench not the Spirit, step out of the will of God, and then despise not prophesying. Now, what does he mean by that? That's verse 20. Do not look down upon Bible study as something beneath you. Do not be indifferent to the Word of God. We got a lot of folk in Christian service that are ignorant of the Bible, and they look down on Bible study. And I hear this every now and then. It generally comes from some ignoramus, and he makes a statement. He says, now you can just spend all your time going to Bible study, and you don't do anything. What you need to do is to get out and get busy. Well, what you need to do is to get busy studying the Word of God, and when you do that, you'll get busy. I remember when we had our Bible study in downtown Los Angeles, 21 years, we averaged 1,500 people every Thursday night. What a thrill that was. What a privilege that was. And every now and then, I don't know whether somebody was being a little jealous or not, but they'd say, oh, just to go and sit and listen to the Bible, you need to do something. You need to sit and listen to the Bible, friend. And if you do that, you'll do something. And today, I happen to know that there's several hundred people that are on the mission field. And there's several hundred today that are witnessing for God. And several hundred in the ministry that attended those Thursday night meetings. And the interesting thing is, I noticed these boys who don't study the Word, they soon run down like an eight-day clock, and they don't last too long. We are told here, despise not prophesying, the teaching of the Word. Prove all things. Don't be taken in. And let me say this crude thing. Don't be a sucker today, friends. Just because somebody sends you a picture of some orphans or some people way off yonder and you don't know anything about them or some promotion job, investigate. I'd say to anybody that wanted to support this program, investigators, come out here in California and visit us. Let us show you what we're doing. Prove all things. Christians ought not to just be gullible. Hold fast that which is good. My, how wonderful these things are that he mentions here. And I think this is the answer for a questionable pastime. Abstain. This is verse 22 now, the 19th. Abstain from all appearance of evil. That's your answer. You question amusement. You say, is it right or wrong for me to do this? Abstain from all appearance of evil, friend. If there's any question in your mind, it must be wrong for you. Then verse 23 here. Man's a triune being, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That is, not perfectly, but we should reach a place of maturation. We ought not to continue to be babes in Christ. We should be growing. And therefore, sanctify you wholly, and I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we ought to mature. And faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. Now, the 20th commandment is in verse 25 here. Listen to it. Brethren, pray for us. The Lord has given you a commandment. You can't pray for Paul today, but you could pray for me, and I'd appreciate it. The 21st commandment, verse 26, greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. That's a commandment, by the way. Make sure it's a holy kiss. Verse 27, the last one. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. And that's what I've done. I have attempted to read this entire epistle to you on the Through the Bible program. And now he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And I pray that that grace may be with each one of you, my beloved. Until next time, may God bless you.